law.
Abhodajata.
Produced from ignorance.
Yavat.
As long as.
As long as.
Na.
Na.
Jigyasate. Inquires about.
Inquires about.
Atmatattvam. The truth of the self.
The truth of the self.
Yavat. As long as.
As long as.
Kriya. Fruit of activity.
Fruit of activity.
Tavat.
So long.
So long.
Idam.
This.
Mana.
Mind.
By.
Indeed.
Karmatmakam.
Absorbed in material activities.
Absorbed in material activities.
Yena.
By which.
By which.
Sarira bandha.
Bondage in this material body.
Bondage in this material body.
Translation. As long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and subjected to miseries arising from ignorance. Be it sinful or pious, karma has its resultant actions. If a person is engaged in any kind of karma, his mind is called karmatmaka, colored with fruitive activity. As long as the mind is impure, consciousness is unclear. And as long as one is absorbed in fruitive activity, he has to accept a material body. Bondage state, whatever you are doing, when so-called material progress, it is not progress, it is parabhava, defeat. People are so busily engaged throughout day and night, they're making material progress, but it is not progress. But they do not know it. Why? Abhodajata, born rascal. Born rascal. If we say that you are all born rascals, they'll fight. But actually, that is the fact. Born rascal. Abhodajata. Javanna jignyasatva atmatattam, that's atmatattam, brahma jignyasa. Where is that inquiry? Nobody inquires, because they have not, no information. The cats and dogs, big professors, they are thinking, so long as this body is there, by chance, by accident, we have got this body,
Naturally, the body is finished, everything is finished. 10 minutes, they do not know Atma Tattvam. On this misconception of life, they are inventing so many isms. Just now in the morning we are talking that inventing some means for curing the leprosy. That is good. But why there should be leprosy? That is not. Why one man is suffering from leprosy, another man is not suffering? Is there no arrangement? Who is making this arrangement that one man is suffering from leprosy, another is not suffering, he is quite in good health? So unless there is some arrangement, how it is happening, they do not question. Jigyasu, that inquisitiveness is absent, dull, just like trees. They cannot inquire even that why you are cutting the tree, why you are doing harm to them. No inquiry. Just like stone and trees, God's path. This is the modern human civilization. Therefore, whatever plans they are making, it is becoming baffled, useless after some time, parabhava, because they do not know what plan they should make. Just like children, they are thinking that if I play like this, it will be very nice. So becomes engaged in one type of playing, and then again changing another type of playing, because they do not know what kind of plan should be made so that children, children's another name is abodha. So from abodha, one has to be brought to the platform of bodha. Bodhantam parasparam, this body. That is Mahatma. Bodhantam parasparam, not the abodhantam. The other rascals, they are abodha. Those who are bodhantam parasparam. What is that verse? Matchittam madgata prana. Bodhantam parasparam. This is called satsang. People should be engaged, always inquiring about progress of spiritual life. That is advancement. Bodhantam parasparam. There should be constantly discussion. Everything is there in the book. Just like this word, abodha jata. We can discuss on this point. Abodha jata. So, this is jigyasu. And to dissipate this ignorance, to get out this ignorance, one has to approach a person who is not abodha, but bodha, buddha, buddha bhava samannita. One who has known what is the destination of life, that buddha, what is that, bhajanti ananna manasu, buddha bhava samannita. So one has to approach a buddha. Therefore Lord Buddha's name is Buddha. this bowler. He has understood everything. He was prince and he never came out of the palace, and when he came out, he saw one old man with a stick, with great difficulty walking. So he inquired his servants, "What is this?" "Nah, this is old man, everyone has to become like this." That was the inspiration of understanding why he should be like that, why one should become old man, why he should walk on sticks. These inquiries made him Buddha, Lord Buddha, by meditation. That is his pastime. That means one should understand by nature study why this man is diseased, why this man is old, why this man is suffering. Then bodhantam parasparam, then the inquisitiveness can lead him to the proper knowledge. And where to get the proper knowledge, that is Guru. Tadvijnanartham sa gurum eva vivacche. But if there is no inquiry, if one is dull like stone and tree, then how there will be inquiry? So our education at the present moment is given just dull like stone and trees. Trees standing, cutting, no inquiry, no. Why you are cutting? Cannot. So dull. But this inquisitiveness should be enthused. People should be enthused to inquire. Adho Gurbhasram Saddharma Pritya. Saddharma Pritya. That inquisitiveness. Guru means, to accept Guru means, the disciple should be very, very eager to know Saddharma Pritya, Adho Gurbhasram. Why you accept a Guru? It is a fashion. Fashion. Nowadays they accept a Guru. Fashion. Everyone has Guru. Everyone has a dog. Well, let me keep a dog. Let me. A pet dog. So similarly, to keep a pet Guru, that is not. One should be very inquisitive. Saddharma Pritya. Everywhere the same thing. Pariprasna tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya. But don't make inquiries cheap. Here is my Guru and he's meant for answering all my questions. Let me go on questioning. No. Sivaya. You must be ready to serve. Then you have got a right to make questions. Otherwise, no. Two things. First of all, you must find out a person where you can fully surrender. Panipati, no? And then you can inquire. And inquiry should be compensated by seva. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. Sivan mukhe hi jivado swami vaspurattata. The more you are inclined to render seva, the more the truth becomes revealed. Jasya devi parabhakti, yatha devi tatha guru, tasya iti kutita artya prakashanti. It is a different science. the more you are inclined to render service, the more spiritual truth becomes revealed. Two things. If you are not inquisitive, don't bother yourself to have a guru. Useless. There is no need. Tasmat gurum prapadeta. Tasmat. Therefore. What is that? Jigyasu sreya uttamam. If you are inquisitive about transcendental science, sreya uttamam. Sreya and praya, two things are there. Sreya means ultimate good, and praya means immediate sense gratification. That is praya. And sreya means ultimate good. So if one is inquisitive to know what is the ultimate goal of life, for him, a guru is required. But if he wants immediate some sense gratification, he doesn't require a guru. For sense gratification, there is no need of guru. Even these birds and beasts, they know how to gratify senses. There is no need of university or teacher. Say for sex life, nobody requires to go to the university. They know, ahara nidra vayamaitunancha, these four things, there is no need of university education. But at the present moment, to go to university means how to gratify the senses very scientifically. Scientifically, how to steal scientifically. That is requiring scientific knowledge, how to cut throat and how to steal. No. They require education for spiritual understanding. Tad vijnanartha. Not this vijnanartha, this material knowledge. It doesn't require. It is simply waste of time. This modern university education is simply waste of time. There was no education for even the Vaishyas. There are four divisions: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But Vaishya and Shudra, there is no need of education. The Brahmanas, because they will guide the society, they require education. And the Kshatriya, they will give protection to the society. Therefore, there was education guided by the Brahman. And for the Vaishyas, kisi guru kshabani jam vaishyakam, what is education? You can see, learn from his father how the field is to be cultivated with a plow. It doesn't require. You can see. And 50 years ago, we have seen that those who are in the lower status of life, they never send their children to school. I have seen it. Never sent. Oh, what is the use of wasting time? Better admit him in some working shop or in some business. The Marwari is still too late. Please keep my son in your power. The small children, by seeing, I mean, just like our children, they are saying, this deity worship, this kirtan, they learn. Similarly, those who have to work to earn their livelihood, mechanical or something, they can go to him. What is the use of wasting time to the going to the university, scientific education for hammering? And hammering, you can see, you take a hammer and go on. What is the use of technical nonsense? They have inventors, technical. Does it require any education? No. Tadvijnanartham guru. Education required. If you require to understand the value of life. Tattva jignasa. Tattva jignasu se uttamam. Jignasu tattva jignasa. Jivasa tattva jignasa. This is recommended in this. Jivasa tattva jignasa. Not just jiha karma bhi. Tattva jignasa. Brahma jignasa. This is life. Otherwise, abodha jata. Abodha jata. So, this abodha jata, this rascal civilization, what about that planning? What about that doing? That is simply defeat. He does not know what is the aim of life. They are being defeated. So, this time, this life, I have become prime minister, and making so many plans and so many things and so many things. The next life I become a dog. That you cannot check. Karmanadayvanitrena. God's law, nature's law, will not take account of your premiercy, prime ministercy, what you are actually. That is nature's law. Krishna is there within your heart. Outwardly you become a very big man, minister, president, and so on. And God is seeing within what you are. Within. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesha arjuna tishtati. Within if you are a dog, and outside if you are a president, that will not help. Therefore, whatever plan they are making, that's all defeat. Plan making is already there. Krishna has given plan gradually. The last plan is sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ śaraṇam. This is real plan. This is Krishna has given so many plans. Karma-yogi, dhāna-yogi, this-yogi, that. But everywhere he has concluded that the real plan is how to become Krishna conscious. That is real plan. Yogi namapi sarvesa madhagatantanatmana sadhyaman. You are trying to be yogi, that's all right. This is not a joke. You go to a secluded place, sit down in this way, looking, not sleeping. Eyes half open, see to the point of your nose, so on, complete celibacy. Krishna has said everything. How to become a yogi, how to become a jnani, how to become a kurmi. But everywhere he has concluded about Krishna consciousness. Jnani, all that. Bhūdhāṁ jano nāmanti jñānavān māṁ parvaddhati. He is coming to him. Yoginām api sarvesāṁ madgata antarāṁ. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, purushatan madhata. The ultimate is Krishna. That is real plan. And if you do not know this plan, samayavahi kevalam, simply wisdom. Dharma-sānastita-pungsāṁ viṣṭhakṣena-kathāsujat nutpādaya-dharatiṁ-jadī-śramayi-bhāyī-kevalam. If you do not know ultimately that Krishna is required, then all your jñāna, karma, yoga, tapasya, everything is simply vaiṣṭhakṣena. Simply vaiṣṭhakṣena. Therefore, it is said, parāvabha. Whatever you are doing, simply defeat. Because you do not know ātma-tattva. Apasyatam ātma-tattvam grihesu grihamedina. Very dangerous position. If you do not take to Krishna consciousness, then we are defeated in every sphere of life. And then after that, karmana daivanitrina jantadhiha upapatti. tatha dehantara prapti. You have to change your body, and that will be selected not by you, not by your government, not by your father, not by your so-called guru. It will be decided by the laws of nature that you cannot avoid. So you should always remember that Krishna is the ultimate goal. Nate vidu sarthagatengi Vishnu. These askers, they do not know that his self-interest, the ultimate goal of self-interest is Vishnu. Durasaya jai vahiratthamanina. Simply by false hope, hope against hope, they are trying to adjust things materially or so-called spiritually by this or that. Andajatan vairupaniyamana stipisa tantra urudami vadhyā. These rascals, they are tied with the laws of material nature, hand and legs, and they are thinking they are free to do anything and everything without any consultation of śāstra. The śāstra vidhimat siddhya vattate kāmaka. No said things about parāp, the same thing. No said, if you do not get success, what is the use of your working so hard? Nasiddhing sabhapa, na sukhanga na para. So, without consulting Shastra, without consulting Guru, without consulting Krishna, Krishna is so kind, he has come to help you. Because you are being misled by the so-called leaders. Krishna says, jada jada hi dharma saklani kapur. These rascals, these leaders, they are simply misleading. Andhajatan vairupani yamana. They are blind. They do not know how to lead. They do not know. Therefore, Krishna personally comes. All right, I shall lead you. Take my advice. Take my instruction. And ultimately, surrender unto me. Then I'll lead you back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.